This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the Parliament of the Republic of Ghana in capital Accra today. Noting the friendship between India and Ghana, the Prime Minister said the relationship between the two nations knows no bounds and is sweeter than Ghana's famous sugarloaf pineapple. Speaking on democracy, Prime Minister Modi described India as the mother of democracy, stressing the importance of openness and dialogue in a democratic setup.
India is the mother of democracy. Hamare liye loktantra ek system nahi, balki samskar hai. Hazaron varshon se loktantra ne Bharatiya samaj ko nirantar gati di hai. For us, democracy is not merely a system. It is a part of our fundamental values. From thousands of years ago, we have examples of centers like Vaishali. The Rigveda, one of the world's oldest scriptures.
The Prime Minister hailed the West African nation for its enduring commitment to democracy, dignity and resilience, calling it a beacon of inspiration for the African continent. PM Modi has also been conferred with the Officer of the Order of the Star of Ghana, the country's highest civilian honour, by President John Mahama. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi and Ghana's President John Dramani Mahama held delegation-level talks and the two nations agreed to elevate their ties to a comprehensive partnership. Four MOUs in the fields of culture, standards, Ayurveda and traditional medicine and a joint commission mechanism were signed between the two countries. Mr. Modi has left for Trinidad and Tobago on the second leg of his visit. Mr. Modi will hold talks with the President of Trinidad and Tobago, Christine Carla Kangaloo, and Prime Minister Kamala Prasad Bisesa, and discuss further strengthening of bilateral relations in Port of Spain. Prime Minister Modi is expected to address a joint session of Parliament of Trinidad and Tobago and also scheduled to address the Indian diaspora. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla inaugurated the first National Conference of Chairpersons of Urban Local Bodies of States and Union Territories in Manesar, Gurugram today. The theme of the two-day conference is Role of Urban Local Bodies in Strengthening Constitutional Democracy and Nation Building. Mr. Birla called upon urban local bodies to incorporate structured procedures, including regular sittings, robust committee systems and citizen engagement to further strengthen the grassroots of democracy. The Defence Acquisition Council has accorded acceptance of necessity for 10 capital acquisition proposals amounting to over 1 lakh crore through indigenous sourcing. Under the chairmanship of Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, the Council approved the procurement of armoured recovery vehicles, electronic warfare system, integrated common inventory management system for the tri-services and surface-to-air missiles. The nod was given for procurement of moored mines, mine countermeasure vessels, super rapid gun mount and submersible autonomous vessels. Union Minister Nitin Gadkari inaugurated two national highway projects worth 2,456 crore rupees in Garhwa today. Mr. Gadkari, who is on a visit to Jharkhand, also announced that 2 lakh crore rupees worth of highway projects will be implemented in the state, ensuring rapid development. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, with the aim of improving access to affordable credit for micro and small enterprises, MSEs, and individual borrowers, has prohibited regulated entities, including banks and other lenders, from imposing prepayment penalties on many floating-rate loans. This will come into effect from January 1 next year and will apply to all loans and advances that are sanctioned or renewed on or after this date. The RBI emphasized that this move aligns with its developmental and regulatory goals to promote borrower-friendly practices and ensure transparency in lending. In cricket, Captain Shubman Gill scripted history by becoming the first Indian and Asian captain to score a double hundred in a test match in England, where he achieved the milestone on day two of the ongoing second test at Edgbaston, Birmingham today. The feat has earned Shubman a place alongside Mansoor Ali Khan Pathodi, Sunil Gavaskar, Sachin Tendulkar and MS Dhoni as captains with double hundreds for India, strengthening their position in the second test of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy with a commanding batting display. The visitors were 559 for 7 a short while ago. Earlier, India resumed at the overnight score of 310 for 5. And that is the end of this news bulletin.